Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, 1946. The Third Bulgarian Kingdom ends with a referendum. On the 15th of September 1946, Queen Giovanna, wife of the late monarch Boris III, received a double blow. A referendum abolished the monarchy and Bulgaria was declared a republic. The government gave Giovanna herself an ultimatum to leave the country the next day, together with her infant children, 9-year-old Simeon II and his 13-year-old sister, Princess Maria Luisa. At the referendum in question, 95% of Bulgarians voted against the monarchy. In the 43 years that followed, the years of communist rule, the people would get accustomed to elections at which close to 100% voted for the Communist Party. In September 1946, Bulgaria, which was on the losing side in World War II, was still under occupation by the Soviet troops, and voting at the referendum was a far cry from what we now consider a free vote. Behind the screen of the coalition government of the Fatherland Front, the new communist administration acted ruthlessly. The so-called People's Court was effective from December 1944 until April 1945. It was an ad hoc tribunal set up in contravention of the Turnovo Constitution and used as an instrument of the communist terror. The court staged trials for people from the elite who couldn't just vanish from the face of the earth, as was the case with so many other prominent figures across the country. Thus, the Regency, more than half of the MPs from the 25th National Assembly, high-ranking officials from the state administration, prominent figures from the economic and intellectual elite, were all annihilated at a blow. Why shouldn't then the results of a referendum that was absolutely unlawful be declared valid? According to the Turnovo Constitution, no such referendum was admissible, as it did not envisage a change of the state system. The only way it could be changed was by convening a Grand National Assembly, and this could only take place by a decision of the monarch, who was only 9 at the time. But nothing could stop the propaganda machine, which, just before the referendum, had been set in motion to brainwash the population. There was no television back then, radio was not very popular, so the principal propaganda tool were newspapers. And they gave just one point of view, that of the Fatherland Front government, and upheld just one position, the abolition of the monarchy. The church, too, gave way. Evidence of this is a letter written by the Metropolitan Bishop of Dorostol, in which he admits that on his own initiative, the name of the Tsar would not be mentioned during church service. Though it was unconstitutional, the referendum took place on the 8th of September 1946, and 95.6% of the votes were for a republic. Even though it was obvious it had been rigged all over the country, the results were not called in question. However, it should not be forgotten that the abolition of monarchies in the countries which were on the losing side in World War I and World War II was a geopolitical process to a great extent orchestrated by the victors. Moreover, no broad support for the dynasty whose name was connected with two national catastrophes could be expected. On September the 15th, 1946, the 26th National Assembly proclaimed Bulgaria a People's Republic. In his capacity of head of parliament, Vasil Kularov was declared chairman of the Provisional Presidency. The royal family had to leave the country on the following day. On the 16th of September 1946, Queen Giovanna and her children set out for Egypt. The Bulgarian National Radio Golden Fund has kept Jovana's memories of her family's last hours in Bulgaria. On September the 16th, we went to Istanbul, where people were exceedingly kind. We went on to Alexandria, where my father and my mother then lived, King Victor Emmanuel III and Queen Elena. We found a small villa and spent 5 years there. Simeon knew no English and he went to Victoria College, the leading college in northern Africa. There he learnt English to perfection and did very well in his studies. My daughter was taught by nuns. The 1946 referendum was one of the ways Bulgarian statehood was undermined, because, as the modern history of Bulgaria has shown, when outside forces have targeted the monarchy, they have invariably done so with the aim of destabilizing the country and imposing their own influence. From Radio Bulgaria, we presented the Bulgarian National Radio 80 Years in 80 Weeks. 1946, the Third Bulgarian Kingdom ends with a referendum.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.